Some days there are rumours we just desperately want to be true, and today is one of those days.
Yeah.
We were told off air this morning that a 100-year-old Melbourne man was this week discharged from hospital after spending 6 weeks battling COVID. Janine Loader is the CEO of St Vincent's Private Hospital in Melbourne. Janine, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Ross?
Good. Is it true?
It is true.
Fantastic.
It is absolutely true.
Dun, 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 dun.
And so he was in for 6 weeks. Did he contract COVID in an aged care facility?
Yes, he did, Ross, unfortunately, yes. And he came to us about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And made a beautiful recovery.
So does that mean, Janine, that we're getting better at treating COVID?
I don't know if we're getting... we're getting better at managing it once we have it, with PPE, with all of the regulations and requirements that we've got, and the awareness too. We're learning more about this disease as we go, and I think that's made a huge difference. And as today is World Patient Safety Day, it's a great day to increase that awareness as well about what we can do to prevent it.
Well, he, I assume, Janine, would not have been the only person with COVID in an aged care facility who has ended up at St Vincent's Private?
No, we've had about 59 residents through our hospital, Ross, over the past 8 weeks, so yes.
And an extraordinary time for your staff having to deal with this. You must have seen some pretty impressive efforts from your staff.
They have been absolutely amazing. As you'd know, private hospitals are predominantly surgical hospitals. They're not used to looking after long-term patients and in particular, you know, aged care residents. They've done an amazing job with adapting to that and with adapting to the stresses that come with COVID-positive patients as well. So, yes, they've done an amazing job, but we've now got no COVID-positive residents and no active COVID staff, so there's certainly the smile on lots of faces in our organisation.
Yeah, because I think we heard last week someone suggested at Royal Melbourne, I think they had one COVID case in the hospital. So you can see it's trending the right way, Janine?
Absolutely, absolutely in the right direction, and let's hope it stays that way.
And has he been discharged back home or back into aged care?
Back into his residence, yes.
Oh, what a wonderful
great,
news.
Great story.
Of 100...
And he walked out.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether he walked out. Isn't that fantastic? What's his first name?
Roy.
Roy.
Good on you, Roy.
Good on you, Roy. Janine, congratulations to you and your staff. Janine Loader, CEO of St Vincent's Private Hospital, Melbourne.